shine by the grace of Allah. The Mufassirun, the commentators of the Holy Quran, have described that Namrud bin Kinaan was a very cruel king. He was the first person to put on a crown. No king had ever put on a crown before him. He would force his people to worship him. There were many astrologers and sorcerers who were his favorite courtiers. One night, Namrud dreamt that a star appeared in the sky and it blurred the light of the sun, the moon, and all the stars. The astrologers interpreted the dream that a boy would be born who would cause the downfall of his kingdom. This made Namrud worried, and he ordered, "Any baby boy born in my city shall be killed, and men and women shall remain separated." Therefore, thousands of infants were killed, but who can prevent the divine will? Meanwhile, Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. was born. Due to impending fear of the king, the mother of Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. hid her child in a cave that was situated in the mountains far away from the city. She would feed Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. daily in this very cave secretly. Some scholars are of the opinion that Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. remained in that cave for 7 years, and some others have mentioned a period of 17 years. In those times, people usually used to worship the stars. One night, Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. saw either the planet Jupiter or Venus. And to propagate the message of Tawheed, monotheism, he a.s. addressed people in a very attractive and logical manner. "O people, is this planet my God?" When that planet said, Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. said, "I do not admire one who sinks down." After this, the bright moon appeared. Then he a.s. again said, "Is this my God?" But afterward, when the moon also set, he a.s. said, "If my Rabb had not guided me, I would also have been amongst the astray people." And when he a.s. saw the brilliant sun, Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. said, "It is bigger than all the others. Is it my God?" However, when the sun also set, he a.s. said, "O my people, I am fed up of all those things which you associate as a partner to Allah Azza wa Jal, and I have submitted myself to Him who created the heavens and the earth. Thus, I have become a worshipper and devout to Him only, and I am not amongst those who commit polytheism." Hearing this, the people started quarreling with him. Then Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. said, "You people quarrel with me in the matter of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the one who has guided me, and I am not afraid of your false gods at all. Listen, without the will of my Rabb, you and your false gods cannot harm me. My Rabb Azza wa Jal has knowledge of everything. Will you not follow my words of advice?" Now, the Holy Quran has described this event briefly in Surah Al-An'am, verses 76 to 79. Translation is as follows. "So when the darkness of night came on him, he saw a star. He said to the people, 'Do you regard this as my Lord?' Then when it set, he said, 'I do not like those who set.' Then when he saw the moon shining, he said, 'Do you state this is my Lord?' Then when it set, he said, 'If my Lord had not guided me, I too would have been one of these people who are astray.' Then when he saw the sun shining brightly, he said, 'Do you say this is my Lord? This is the biggest of them all.' Then when it set, he said, 'O people, I am disgusted at all those things which you ascribe as partners to Allah. I directed my face towards the one who has created the heavens and the earth. I am devoted solely to him, and I am not of the polytheists.'" So we learn from this, dear viewers, regarding the graceful manner in which Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. preached. His way of communication was very logical and balanced. Neither harsh words were used, nor the feelings of anybody were hurt. It was not aimed to hurt someone's emotions by making him angry. The only aim was to simply convey the correct viewpoint in a very impressive way in front of the transgressors. Here, we also find Madani pearls of guidance for those preachers and Islamic scholars who hurt the feelings of other people by their offensive speech. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the ability to adopt righteous manners. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.